This is the beginning of Channel 2 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Sunday afternoon, the 8th of August, 1971, with Jim and Suzanne and all the Chitty family. This is her first visit since she had all that trouble in the hospital. Channel 2 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty in the kitchen this Sunday afternoon, the 8th of August, 1971.
Can I have another little drink of water,
ma'am.
Please, ma'am?
Sure can.
But now, I don't know. It just depends on what y'all think.
Yeah.
It's still, I think, sort of warm out there. The air is
it's
hot.
It's too hot outside, yeah.
Yeah.
You want the lights in it? No?
If you don't mind.
Okay. Oh.
And my fingernails, since I've been sick, they're the longest they've been, I reckon, in my life. I just ain't strong enough to take the clippers and clip them. I broke that one, just had a little snag on.
Yeah.
And I knew me and them wouldn't get along.
Yeah.
So I take my clippers, and I'd work.
It ends on the
floor.
Well, now, don't hurry. Don't hurry. Just do it. Suzanne is the one. She wanted to come out there and see you. And Faye told her that she hadn't been in, you know, checked in with you all sometime. She didn't know just what you'd done. I'm sorry, Aunt Rose Lee's gone. I wanted to see her. She'll be back, won't she?
No, sir, don't think. Not for a while.
Not for a while? She got so much over that.
Well, if she gets stronger herself with her trouble, and we need her back down here. She come boiling like a boil out of a spring.
Yeah. Well, that last time I was out there, you know, she looked like she was just having the biggest time.
She was, but her mind was worrying about me and all the family. She knows Margaret ain't able to do everything.
Yes.
And keep everything going.
And run two households.
It makes it hard going around. And she, her left leg, got the bottom from a, well, started in her left heel. Said it felt like there was something in her heel. Or
yeah.
She had stepped on something and made a stone bruise.
Well, now, that's after we was out there.
And that foot fiddle swell up on my legs, Ann. And here the other day, I don't know. Wednesday. Frankie had Carol Lehman over for another checkup. And when they come back, they were standing there talking. And I don't know where Frankie noticed it or whether Margaret noticed the blood running down the side of her leg. You know.
He's glad to see you.
I see. Hello. Hello. Yes.
Friendly.
Yes. Well, I don't know if you know
Stephanie.
And
remember the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. You know why I'm being picked up?
Sit right over here. Let me tell you, Suzanne, I want you, I told you about it. We want to go out there whenever they get started on that game. I never saw anything like that game. They really play it.
Card game.
Yes.
Number cards,
Sherman. You talk about numbers now.
We've got three of them from 1 to 100.
Yes. Three suits, 1 to 100.
Golly.
Just like you start out counting 1, Right on up to 100. Well, you lay that aside. Then you count another 100. Lay that aside. And you count another 100. Lay that aside. Well, you've got your pile of cards.
Then you get them together.
Well, you do
have them. You know how you shuffle them.
Uh-huh.
You need a basket, don't you? They just scramble them.
Just get them down there and I'll take them, turn them over that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get them thrown over there to Margaret and say, Mama, the cat's going to have them all on the floor. People scraping. Rosa, you say, you better account, see, she'll have them all on the floor.
Yeah. And then you see, they get them all there and turn them face down.
Then when I get them all scrambled up and mixed up, I take them and put them in piles. Sometimes they'll be as high as that jar. Then I say, down not like that.
Yeah.
A little more. And there's four piles of them. Well, maybe Rosalie, my sister, will count us out. You ought to see us when we draw a card.
And
we draw a number.
Yeah.
And look at that number. What you got? Turns around a little bit. Woo! You reckon you can get all that many on the board? And they'll reach over and get them. Maybe they'll have a bigger number than mine was. And maybe the other one will be a smaller number than either one of us, too. Well, we got to count then. Count out. See, if we get 95, well, I'll come back. About 75 caught numbers. One we draw is 75. Oh, we got to count out 75 cards. Now, sometime when we're counting them out, maybe we'll get 2-3 books out of the pile we've counted out.
Yes.
And then again, we don't get nothing. Just put it down there and go right on. Right on and get that 75 cards down there. And they'll put theirs out. Maybe they'll have a few more than I will. Maybe they'll have a few less than I have. Well, we'll start. So-and-so. No. No. So-and-so.
Yeah.
And the whole blooming three bunches of cards. You won't get one out of it.
Yeah.
And you keep on and you go on call till you do get one. Well, when you get one, you placed up there as a half a book. Well, then the next one takes over and calls off what they got. Well, she ain't got it, she haven't got it. So there's two big piles of cards. Go back and get more.
More?
Then maybe they'll count out 25 or 30, you know. So there won't be so many. Well, they'll put them down, they'll go to calling. Maybe Margaret will go first. Well, if I didn't have nothing to match her, maybe Rosalie'd have one to match. Well, she'd get her a half a book. Well, then he'd come on to me. Well, I'd call out. And I'd keep a call. Keep a call. And keep a call. You know, get one. Then he'd go on around to Rosalie. She'll call. And maybe she don't get nothing. Margaret's the only lucky one.
Now, you see, what they did,
then well, we count out, say, we'll start out with the three of us. We'll start out with sometimes 25 cards, you know. Rosie, you count me out, 25. Count Margie out, 25. Me, 20, 25. Let's say it. And when we get them all out, then we straighten them out down here. And Rosalie will say, Margie, you go first, Margaret, she'll start maybe after she's done run over her to see how many alack she had in that 25. Maybe she'll have 2-3 halves that she got in that pile that was put out. And next thing you know, it come to me. Well, maybe I'll have 3 or 4. Maybe I'll have 5 halves. That'd be 2 cards. Well, I still got to get one to make me a book.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, three.
That's right. But once she gets a half, they can't take away from her. She just has to wait for the other one to turn up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. If I get, see, there's 300 cards. There's 300 cards, and each one of the 300, you know, ends up with 100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I get 200 and my first bunch comes out, or maybe I get them in the second bunch,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put them up, and I call for it, and I can't get it till they get it, or I get it in my next hand, as they call it, that comes up. I waited a long, long time to get get them three cards of 100. I said, well, you all wouldn't give it to them, so I got it in this bunch.
It takes a half hour to play a game.
Well, sometimes, and then again, it's just according to how your cards work.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's a little, it don't generally take quite that long, does it?
Well, sometimes it takes us longer than that to
yeah.
get all them 300 cards
yeah.
back on the table.
Yeah. And you see, once they do that, it looked to me like that's an evening's work, Suzanne. But look, they don't even stop. They just throw them in there and start that dishing out.
Start the ball rolling.
Scrambling again, and that Rose Lee would just put on a few figures over there.
Yeah.
And they were at it.
Well, she has a piece of paper, and whoever starts first, say like Margaret, she always starts Margaret first. Will say. She'll have an M there for Margaret, A for me, and
mm-hmm.
for her, you see, and R for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, well,
that
we play
it,
that.
Then that
and when we
see.
Get that played out, or then she marks under there what each one scores made, you know.
By the books.
And then she's taken, says, why not? A lot of times she'll say, sis, gonna be that's me, you know. So, sis, you'll be first this time. She start with Mark, then me, and then her. And she put A-R-M.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's with Margaret.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
right on around that way.
Yeah.
And then she'll call out who got this. And then we count our books to see how many
yeah.
we've got. She'll put that down. And then we'll start out again. And all around, it comes her time to be first. And she'll put R-M-A.
Yeah.
Everyone throws one behind every time.
Yeah.
And sometimes, well, I have got as high as 65 when me and her would be playing, just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we all three get to playing, she and Margaret, well, we get more than Margaret, but she generally licks me every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you see, about when they finish up time, they just push back the clear the table
yeah.
and bring the cards out. And they are ready to get started.
And just play all night.
And the other night, you miss Miles coming in there, you know, we pushed them up. We didn't know what sort of church people come. They're so funny down there. Pushed them up, covered them up with paper.
Yeah.
And Mr. Miles, he gets over here. Yeah. Y'all been playing cards, haven't you? He uncovered and began to push the cards.
Well, I didn't realize that. I didn't know.
Yeah, we were hiding from mostly the preachers. Of course, it's not gambling cards.
No.
But they'd come in maybe prayer meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, well, if the preacher comes in, he'd say, well, if you're able to set up and play cards, you're able to go to church.
Not much you can say to that.
That was before I got sick. Of course, after I got sick, the others could go to church. I could stay home.
But you couldn't play cards by yourself.
I was telling Margaret, I don't think we played. I know we didn't play last night because it's late when we got back in from Bartels and putting groceries and everything away.
I don't think Aunt Rosalie likes to have animals in the house.
Huh?
Well, don't you know that night when we was out there?
Oh, she didn't want the cats to come in after she went down to feed them. She wants them to stay outside, and I do too.
Is that
That's
right?
The only animal that stays in the house.
Yeah.
So after she feeds them, she wants them to get out. And don't mistreat them.
Yeah.
She's bad about cats and dogs as I am. I don't want them mistreated, but I don't want them staying in the house all the time.
Yeah.
And these last two bunch of kittens we've had, we've pretty near raised them in the house with help with the nanny, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll feed them good, feed her good, let them nurse, and we'll put her outside, put the kittens in the box, because they're too little to be outside for the other dogs to be knocking around.
And you don't have a place outside where you could put them handy, do you? Now, you used to have a lot more buildings and sheds out there from what you have now.
No, sir. We got more really in the one we had quite a bit to see. We got more than we had when Jim was living. Only Frankie has built on the other buildings, built a shed for milking, a stall for milking the cow, and place around where he's had that big shed. Oh, I don't know how. Where he keeps his hay when he's got him.
Yeah.
And he's taking the two. Two stables that they had for milk stable stalls, floored them now, and he uses one for corn and the other one for corn too. He has two, but he's got one fixed. He's got it. Oh boy, I bet you can melt in a little no time you get in there this weather, kind of weather.
Mm. Oh yeah.
You see, it's tin roof. Well, he's got it fixed. Fixed on the inside with tin all around.
Yeah.
And that keeps the rats from getting in where his feed is, but sometimes the door's left open, one will sneak around and get in, and he'll have a fit.
Yeah.
Who's been in there and born out that feed room out there? I don't know. Why? I believe there's a so-and-so rat in there. Well, I don't remember spilling feed like that. And then he says, well, maybe I left the door open too long yesterday evening when I was getting the feed out for the cow, putting it in the truck. Never thought to shut the door when I come out. I got in. I'm out of there. Won't quarrel about it. I don't go about that place out there. I says, I don't see Lemon going out there anywhere around the feed room.
Yeah.
And I says, no, Margaret don't go out there around the feed room because there's nothing out there she wants to get to feed anything to.
You don't have to leave that door open long.
No, so if there's a rat around on the ground underneath or anything like that, you can even... This is where they can't cut in, can't get in. But they know the feed's in there, and if they can scoot out from under the barn, they jump up in there. Maybe that and think, well, I'll go see what's in here, and I'll come back and tell the rest. Find the door open again, we'll all go. But I don't think he finds it. He may get out before he gets caught.
Yeah. But he got it fixed pretty tight.
Yes, that's why I said that it's a hot need. Well, you just fry to a frizzle.
Yes.
I bet you would, not 10.
Be crispy enough to eat.
Well, now, we used to have
get salt on it.
We used to have a window.
Everything you see, but you can't have no salt.
We used to have a window up there, you know, where we sewed it in. That let in a little air. And
well,
what else it let in, I don't know. Because, you know, I never did have a shed. We never did have a crib that was anywhere close to rat-proof. Oh, it had big cracks.
Well, that's the first he's had. You'd call that one room rat-proof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether he's... I ain't been out there to see. I don't know whether he's got... It was open across the, over the two. One here,
yeah.
One here. I don't know whether he's got that chin run up and down the swell to close out that space of that. But I know he's put a lot of work in that one little old room. I don't know, I think he's got it floored with tin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mr. Zetrod gave him old tin, you know, and then he'd sell him some pretty good tin, and he's just made him a tin, tin room with it.
Just lined it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what do you know?
Then he's out left, I reckon, from the corner there, that way, and well, it's full width, the length of a
yeah.
horse stall before
mm-hmm.
he put the floor in
yeah.
it and did it out.
That's pretty good size.
And big ears, too. I don't really matter. Cut that one off a little more and make the other one small. How you been out there
for? Well, now, did they grow that one corn?
They did. I think we growed some this year. Not much, though. I don't know whether you've grown any more than just mutton corn, rosemary patch.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I don't know whether you've grown any together or not.
Now they don't make hay, do they?
No.
Yeah, that's too much. That's
well,
a lot
of course,
trouble.
The way our land runs, and oh, it's kind of hard to get the fields cut off into hay fields.
Yeah.
Now that 10 acres there where he's got his loading place, that to get.
Across the road.
Mm-hmm. They've planted that 3 years, I think, hand running in corn. And the last time they planted it in corn, the corn didn't do too good. And
not rain.
No, they didn't have enough rain. And well, I think that's kind of... They just didn't mature like it ought to.
Yeah.
Last year, yeah, planting in the last year, but Frankie cut in the wheat in the last fall, and that's what his cows had to eat on. Of course, he ought to have had 3 or 4 fields that big for the amount he's had. A lot of his cows needed feed that didn't get it, and he needed the money to buy hay. Farm and he didn't have it.
Yeah.
So he's got a good bunch of cows now. And so guess he'd have to sell all the cows he had to get his car paid up. He had three years, I think, to pay for it in. But nobody never knows what's gonna turn up.
Yeah. Oh no. And everything you buy is so expensive now. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
You just can't afford it.
I think your family thinks that they need to go.
Well, you tell them, Faith, you go out there and tell them that we have had a nice visit.
Well, I tell you, it's been a little more pleasant, I'll take you that, more pleasant inside than out, because the gnats have been real hot.
Yeah.
And we didn't think you needed to be out where the gnats were.
It was by me. I'm so dried up too. I think my machine is fit to buzz around.
And Betty Ann is crazy about that.
I want.
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll.
She's going to bring her grandmother over and let her grandmother visit while she rides Hubie.
Well, how about that? How about that? Yes.
Going to do what?
You all come over sometime.
He got plans for you, Missy.
Yeah.
Now this is channel 2 over, around 400 I'd say, and the end of the visit with Miss Chitty. This Sunday afternoon, the 8th of August, 1971. It's channel 2 over, around 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Chitty this Sunday afternoon, the 8th of August, 1971. All the family was out there, all of them, Suzanne, Jim, and somehow or other, we kept Miss Chitty in the kitchen and all the rest of them out. Faye says Hubert H. Humphrey turned the trick. The little girl could ride him, and the parents had to stay out there and watch her. And this channel 2 over, around 400, and the end of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Sunday afternoon, the 8th of August, 1971.